Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
There they are, Killing Heidi. It was so good to announce that they are coming to town for the supercars in 100 days' time. And how does she look this amazing first thing in the morning? Ella Hooper.
Photo evidence high. All the filters.
Welcome to Townsville. How many times have you been to our beautiful city so far?
Quite a bit recently, actually. Yeah. I think twice in the last year, or perhaps it was last year, not this year. But look, I love it here. I love the heat. I love the humidity. I'm that weird person from Melbourne that's like, send me to Townsville, please. No, we've always had a great time here with the band back in the day. Before we took our big hiatus, we did quite a few gigs here and made a lot of friends here. So it's good to be back.
And you guys always love our winters, because that's when you're going to be playing
pretty
here.
Pretty much.
It's like sunny and 25.
It's perfect. I can wear much better things on stage when the weather's a little bit like that, you're a little bit temperate, yes.
But you guys did have a huge hiatus, as you said. It was like 10 years of no Killing Heidi, and we were devastated you were gone. So when you were back, we were like,
Gabby didn't sleep for 10
years.
10 years.
Absolutely nothing. Yes. But so what can we expect from you guys for this performance? Because it's been 3 years now that you've been back together.
Yeah.
But what are we going to get?
We don't throw any curveballs. We play just all the hits, our songs from Reflector and the next two albums. Then we do chuck in like one or two tracks of my new solo stuff, just to sort of show you where we've been since then, and one song from The Verses, which is the band we had after Killing Heidi. So it's a bit of a little retrospective, but you get all the stuff you're expecting. A few new musicians. We did add a keyboardist, which was very important, seeing as Killing Heidi's music is covered in keyboards, always has been. That's making the live show really, really good. We all sing. It's all singing, all dancing. It's just a whole lot of fun.
Speaking of your solo stuff, I'm just going to play a little bit of your solo stuff here right now. This is the song that you did for the Eurovision Australia Decides.
We just started playing.
You're actually looking at one of the biggest Eurovision fans, I think, in all of North Queensland right now. I'm that guy.
Yep.
I liked Eurovision before it was mainstream.
Totally.
Did you, like, because, you know, the weirder the better when it comes to Eurovision, did part of you just go, man, I need to do sequins, I need to do makeup,
yes.
I need backup dancers.
Yes.
Like, we got to go overboard here.
I know, I don't think I quite went overboard enough. In fact,
you're still pretty out there.
Oh, look, not, yes. Look, if I had my time again, you're right.
Really?
I should have spoken to you. I should have come and had, like, I would
I'm
have
available.
I think I needed more sequins, one or two more backup dancers. And honestly, I planned on doing this big power slide for the performance, which is when you get down on your knees and you slide across the stage. I did it in rehearsal. I was doing it for months leading up to the show. Got to the show, there was all these little sort of cutting gaps on the stage.
Oh.
Went down on my knees once, went, I'm going to totally rip and ruin my cat suit. So that was out.
Yeah.
I should have made up another power move for the final performance. Anyway.
Where's your commitment, Ella?
Because we had to do the performance, like, I hate to say, like, 8 times. It's not what you see on TV.
Right.
I couldn't do it. Otherwise, I would have had shredded knees and nothing to wear.
Just blood dripping down your legs.
They literally wouldn't let me. So, you know, if I had my time again, I would have just done something else. But,
Speaking of fashion, your nails are amazing, by the way.
Oh,
they're all glitzy. They're very Eurovision.
Yes,
I love it.
Yes.
But are the dreads going to make a comeback? That's what I want to know.
No. Look, it was an era before cultural appropriation was a thing.
Gosh.
But look, you know, I'm an inner city hipster in Melbourne right now. I don't think I'll be getting the dreads again. I'll probably have some answering to do to my POC friends now. It was an innocent time, the 90s.
Yeah, I begged my mum for hair like yours.
Oh, thank you.
But she told me I'd have to shave my head if I ever wanted to get rid of the dreads.
Well, that's not true.
No, I know that now.
I do not look good with a shaved head, so I painfully brushed those babies out over like many hours with a bottle of conditioner.
Wow.
It wasn't fun. Maybe that's the real reason why I'm not getting them again.
Yeah. Well, I can't believe it. This year it's been 20 years since has that just gone like a blink of an eye, or?
Oh, look, depends what day you talk to me on. I think sometimes it feels like, a really long time ago, it feels like my childhood. Other times it does feel like yesterday. When we're playing it, it feels like no time has passed at all, because the song still feels very fresh and very relevant to me, which is bizarre, because when we sort of broke up the band, you know, and had 10 years off, I was like, well, that's that. I'll never sing that song again. It's gone. It's done. It's dusted. But it's weirdly, the feeling is perennial. It's about friendship. It's about long-lasting friendships. And it's so strange, because in the song I'm singing about projecting into my future, I'm basically singing It's 15-year-old me singing to
about now
36-year-old me. Wow. And here I am as 36-year-old me going, yes, you are still friends. Yes, you did make it. Yes, everything's pretty good. And, you know, you've had some hard times along the way, but everything works out okay. So it's a weird time warp of a song.
That's yeah, cool. Look, yeah. We just love it so much. And we were so thrilled that you guys are going to be playing the Supercars in 100 days time.
Can't wait.
Get your tickets now through Ticketek, the Wattpack Townsville 400, July 5 to 7. Ella Hooper from Killing Heidi, you're a legend. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Can't wait to rock out with the band.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Ooh, I've got to calm myself before we go into this one, because this is a heated debate that is happening online right now. People are up in arms because a man has admitted that he and his partner swap sides of the bed whenever they feel like it. They don't have a side. So if he feels like sleeping on the left, he'll sleep on the left. If he feels like sleeping on the right, they'll switch it around.
Where did you come across? Is this going around on social media, is it?
It is going around on social media. And now there's articles about it on all of the major news sites, because everyone is just like, what? His name's Steve. And he's just like, I don't understand. Like, I was just chatting at work to a few people about it. And they were just like, what?
Steve. What kind of anarchy are you trying to bring into the world? What do you mean, Steve, when you say you and your partner do not have locked away sides of the bed?
So I cannot get on board with that.
Not only do my wife and I have our sides of the bed, my side, if you're looking at the bed, if you're at the foot of the bed looking at the bed, I'm always on the left-hand side.
Okay.
Always on the left-hand side.
Any reason?
Point now, because it's my side. That's the reason.
Okay.
To the point now, when we go in hotel rooms, we automatically go to that side of the bed. When we went on our cruise, we went to that side of the bed.
See, I'm not that fussed. I saw this and I was like, I normally pick the side of the bed. Like if we're in a motel or a friend's house, I always pick the side of the bed that has the PowerPoint so I can plug my phone in. Or if we're taking the dog with us, the dog has to sleep in his bed on your side. So my side is whatever side has the space for the dog. So we swap around all the time. When we went down to Airlie recently for a holiday, I was on the other side to what I would normally be at home.
It doesn't bother me. Years ago, my wife was drunk in bed and she kind of rolled onto my side and I tried to sleep on her side for one night only and I couldn't do it. So I just grabbed her by the nightie and the leg and dragged her across to her side.
Oh my God. You have
to sleep on your side of the bed.
That is a little bit insane.
What's insane is swapping side of the beds. This guy. I don't know why this frustrates me so much.
I don't either.
I can't see myself doing it.
You're so stuck in your ways.
13, 12, 16, putting it out there. What's your thoughts, Townsville? Mm. Like just having no side of the bed.
Yeah.
Just living
just
in chaos.
Sleeping wherever you want to sleep. Just doing free sleeping. You want to do. Free sleeping.
Living in anarchy. 13, 12, 16. What's your thoughts on this guy, Townsville?
Is it okay or should he have a more structured life?
He's just going to start swapping partners and stuff. That's next.
Come on.
13, 12, 16. Ryan's here. What do you think of this bloke? Steve, his name is, Ryan.
He's crazy. You've always got to have your own side.
Ryan.
What's your side, Ryan? Which side?
Mine's the side that's closest to the door on the exit of the room.
Hold on. That's my side. So that means if you go to a motel or if you go elsewhere and the door's on the other side, you swap sides?
No, I don't. Oh. That's only at home. Oh. When I'm out in hotels and that, I stay at the same side.
Is there a reason you want to be so close to the door?
Yeah, so I can make a run for it.
I thought it was to protect your partner.
Hey, I'm leaving her behind. She's the weakest link.
All right.
13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Caitlin.
Hey, Caitlin.
Do you have a side of the bed, Caitlin?
I do. I have a specific side of the bed. It's the left side.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And would you ever change it for any reason?
Well, the worst thing was after being in a relationship for 18 years and separating and then meeting someone else and they slept on my side.
So what did you do? Did you both just get single beds?
No. He wouldn't budge. So I had to swap sides and I don't think I slept for about 2 years.
You're a good woman. I would have gone to Amar and picked up two single beds.
Bunk beds.
Sleep like the Bradys. Like in separate beds. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
It's Tammy Cliffo.
Hey, Tammy. Gabby. What do you reckon?
Sorry, guys. If he gets on my side of the bed, it's 2 feet. Get shoved out with the 2 feet. Get on your own side.
So you just get violent. And you're just like, nah, get out.
That's right. Like that even song. In motels, nah, That's my side. You get your side.
All right, Cliffo, you're one of the majority, I guess.
I'm picturing Tammy like that song, like there's two in the bed and little one said roll over as she kicks him out of the bed.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1.
The countdown is on officially. We have 100 days until the Wattpack Townsville 400. It's July 5. Get your tickets now at Ticketek and some special guests in the studio.
Yeah, Gabs. To celebrate, we have Jamie Wincup and Will Davison in the studio.
Hello, guys. Welcome. Hello. Good to be back. Morning.
Good to be back.
You've had a good past here before too, haven't you, J-Dubs?
We've enjoyed it up here. Yeah, win, lose or draw, we always have a good weekend at Townsville. Weather's out, good people. See you guys.
Oh, yeah.
It's been enough about the bad things.
What a treat to be able to see you guys 100 days before we even see you again. You know, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, this is the highlight for sure.
It's too exciting.
I'm just staying here. Yeah.
Just staying here for 100 days.
You've done that before though, Will, haven't you? You've spent time up here before and after an event.
I sneak up here whenever I can. Yeah. Always try to stay on.
You said you're staying at the Ville, so... Yeah, who wants to leave
places
there?
To stay.
Exactly.
We're roughing it, aren't we?
We were last night.
Yeah. Will Davison, I don't want to kick things off on a sour note. You are one of my favourite supercar drivers. You have been for a long time.
Really?
But!
There's a
big but. I've always said, and quite openly on the air, that there's a special place in hell reserved for people who dress up their pets.
Okay.
Now, I've been stalking your Instagram.
Wrong.
Do I need to bring this up?
Oh, can we just blame Rihanna, my partner?
I'm sure you are going to punch.
Is
this Christmas?
Instagram.
Are we going back
to Christmas? You dressed your three dogs up.
How good was
like
that?
Like characters from a Christmas movie. Those poor... Because you know they don't like it, right?
Oh, well...
They love it.
They loved it.
Yeah. And I'm just going to put it out there. I do this as well. I dress my dog every couple of months.
Gabby has a box of clothes.
I have a box of clothes for my dog. So I'm fully on board with this. Why only the Christmas costumes? Where are the others?
Well... Listen, they were two new additions to the family and we just had to get that one picture that we'll have sitting up there on the office desk for the next 10 years.
It's animal cruelty of you two.
To be honest, we were like two kids, Rihanna and I, just giggling and giggling as they were trying to run away from us. And then they had those little outfits on and it was just the stupidest thing ever. We got the snap. They got their treat.
Dogs and pants are not supposed to mix. It's a bad concoction.
Our dogs are very... Very lucky dogs. So yeah. They're treated well.
I bet they're spoiled. Yeah.
Yeah, they get a good life. So one costume every now and then is not going to hurt
them.
They can
do something for us. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Something back for our entertainment.
But, you know, J-Dubs, you weren't immune from the Instagram stalking because I checked out your Insta this morning and I was actually impressed with yours.
Yeah,
yours
so
is
many
a positive.
Water sports.
Yeah, he's an outgoing kind of guy. You do a lot of that stuff. But I was more impressed with solving the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, yes.
Now, did you actually solve the Rubik's Cube or did you just buy a new one?
No. I solved it. I've looked at the Rubik's Cube for 30 years and gone, what is this rubbish? You know, this is
right.
Junk. The only way to solve this is rip the stickers off and put them in the right spot.
Yeah.
But there's actually some
There's formulas,
madness.
Right?
How long did it take?
30 years?
There's algorithms.
That's what you said.
It's mathematical.
And I worked out all the algorithms. And you actually can solve it.
It's
actually a really good game.
You can't solve it just by pure chance. People who just play around with it, it's never going to happen.
If you don't know, you got to know the algorithms. Once you get that, you're happy to. And then someone told me there's a 4x4. I just did the 3x3, but there's another level again.
Oh, God.
So, good luck.
It's all new to me.
We expect an update when you come back in 100 days.
Let's test him in 100 days.
Race is about to start. The traffic lights are counting down. It's good for your mind. Mind strength.
Yeah, it's great for your mind strength. How is your fitness going, though? 100 days out, how are we going? How are we feeling?
Yeah, we're going good. We're going good. We both Will and I had a mate's bucks party on the weekend.
So really good then.
It's not a good time to be asking that question, but we'll be back.
He used to race V8s, but not anymore.
Yeah.
He owns supermarkets.
I don't even remember the name.
It was all right for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. He's retired. But no, we're good.
My body is a temple.
In 99 days, we'll be ready to go.
Yeah, fantastic. Oh, we can't wait. So it is 100 days today, July 5 to 7. Get your tickets now at Ticketek.
Yeah.
From Red Bull Holden, Jamie Wincup, and from Milwaukee Racing, Will Davison, you guys are legends of the sport.
You nailed that.
Aside from the pet dress-up thing, you're still one of my faves, all right?
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for your time, boys. Bring on the supercar.
I love you guys.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Gabby. Gabby.
Still makes me giggle.
And I did feel that heat last night.
You did, yeah, because Cliffo's trying to find me a dance partner. He thought it was very sad that during class I dance either alone with one of the other stragglers or with my dance teacher. Mm. But I thought, you know what, if you're going to try to find me a dance partner, you need to experience dance. You need to know what you're looking for. You need to have participated in a class.
Yeah.
So that's what we did last night.
We went along, we did a full-on ballroom dancing class, and it was so funny. Just as it was wrapping up, the police actually arrived. So that's where the audio picks up.
Why the police?
Ooh.
Crimes against dance.
They're like, we heard reports of some abs on fire.
Oh, no, I don't think that was it.
No. So just finished our first lesson together. Mm. I was really paranoid when you walked in because I saw you were chewing gum and I was like, oh, I had dumplings for lunch and I had a hot chili sauce on them. And I thought, don't fart. And there was a lot going on in my mind.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot happening. Mm. But you, like, first up, you said your breast's fine, so I felt better.
One thing it is.
Mm. What was that dance we did again?
That was called the rumba. It's the dance of love, which is kind of awkward because it's us.
I mean, I love your mate, but I don't... more in like a sister way. But after an hour's training, we just did a full run through, like start of the dance, end of the dance. Mm. And, you know, I got tired a couple of times, but pretty good.
You did all right. Actually, you exceeded my expectations.
Yeah.
I was expecting a lot of broken toes and possibly a fall to the ground at some point, but none of those things happened.
No.
So I think that's a win.
Can we get some feedback from our teachers? I mean, give it a score out of 10. That's what we do, right, on Dancing with the Stars?
We do. Yeah, we do. I'd give you a 6 to a 7.
Ooh, that's all right. That's okay.
So that's actually not a bad start, you know.
Yeah.
Probably another 3 months of work and you'd probably get that to an 8.
And this is why Cliffy Boy doesn't commit to anything.
Well, yeah, you've already said you're not going to be my partner, so at least you know now what you need to look for in a partner
the
for me.
The good thing is, though, we're having a lot of interest and stuff coming through, so if that's like a start point... We can only improve from there, Townsville.
We can only get better.
All right.
Oh, wow.
I've always thought I had 2 left feet, but you were giving me smiles.
Yeah,
so...
you know what? I was quite impressed with your talent. You actually did a lot better than I expected. And a huge thank you to Jeff and Michelle from Experience
Dance. They're amazing,
Dance,
aren't they?
For making your 2 left feet a right and a left.
See the video now at our Facey page. Hit 103.1 Townsville. It's Cliffo and Gabby.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby. Now on Hit 103.1.
Dancing with the Stars is still got me hooked. I'm watching it every Monday night, but I am, again, week after week, I'm disappointed. And we have Michelle Bridges on the show with us right now because she was eliminated last night, which killed me, Michelle. How are you feeling today?
I'm a bit sad, but, you know, the best thing, I suppose, is that we went out with an absolute rip-roaring great dance.
Yes.
So we went out with a bang.
Yeah.
You really did.
This will cheer you up. I've got a 5-year-old daughter, Michelle, and she was able to watch the start of Dancing with the Stars last night because, you know, can't watch it all because it goes pretty late.
Oh,
but
yes,
you were the first dancer up, and you had little sequins around your eyes. And my 5-year-old daughter, Matilda, turns to me and she says, "Daddy." And I said, "Yeah." And she goes, "Is she a princess?"
Oh,
oh, how gorgeous.
That's what you want to hear, right?
Oh, what a sweetheart. Yes, I am a princess. That's the answer. Yes, yes, yes.
Straight away, my mind went back to some of those days on The Biggest Loser where you were like yelling at contestants.
Oh,
and I'm thinking,
God.
Yeah, she's a pain princess.
No. Speaking of, though, you are so unbelievably fit. And you were before going into this, but was dancing a different kind of fit? Was it a different thing for you to get involved in?
100%. I was sore for every week. I think I was only just starting to not feel sore probably in the last 2 weeks, but my feet always sore. Every night I'd be going home. It was like reminiscent of those years in your youth when you'd be going out dancing all night and then your feet would throb. Might have been like that for the whole time.
Well, you wouldn't be used to working out in heels.
No, absolutely not. No way.
I can't see you on the treadmill in your high heels.
In your sequined heels.
Maybe sequins. Maybe I can bring sequins to the fitness world.
I did want to see if you had a bit of insight into the show, though, Michelle, because I'm so confused because the last couple of weeks I've been devastated by the people who have left, especially you last night. Like, it was so obvious that you've come so far. You're really developing, and I was really excited to see how far you could go. And then there's other people on there with limbs flying everywhere, not doing very well, getting scores of 9. How the hell is it that Kirtley is still in there and you're not? Like, I'm just going to name it. How?
Kirtley is the nicest man. He's so gorgeous. But, you know, he's obviously got such a big following in Australia. I mean, he's a legend. There's no question about it. And everyone in Australia really do love him. He's getting lots of votes. And that's really what it comes down to. You can get some somewhat average marks from the judges, but if you're getting lots and lots of votes, that's a big saviour.
Yeah.
I still don't get it.
I think it's been an upset 2 weeks in a row.
Yes.
A shock when Olympia got the boot last week.
Like, I love him as a guy, but...
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you made your thoughts clear, Gabby. That's cool.
I kept saying to everyone on every kind of media channel I could find, vote. But I think people are a bit sort of like, oh, they'll be fine. Someone else is voting for them.
Yeah. Look, it's a stellar lineup this year, and the show, it's just so entertaining to watch. Dancing the Stars every Monday on Channel 10. Michelle Bridges, the fifth person, I think. Yeah, I'm going to say fifth to be eliminated from Dancing with the Stars 2019. Thanks so much for your time, mate. Always great to catch up.
No problem at all. Talk soon. Thank you again.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.